You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Trees, mountains, a curious kittadoo.
It's time for the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
Most Kiwis have probably heard of stoats roaming the countryside and in our national parks. They eat our native birds and lizards. But there's a new kid on the block. As we're getting better at killing stoats, weasels can take over. And that in the background is exactly what you're hearing, the sound of a killer. This week on the Green Desk, I spoke with Department of Conservation Ranger Jamie McCauley, who together with wildlife ecologist Dr. Joe Monks at the University of Otago, published some research into the pests. Here's McCauley talking about our pest control problem.
Weasels are smaller than stoats. Lots of them are not heavy enough to actually set off the stoat traps that we have put out. And so there's a concern that if we're trapping all the stoats out and that maybe clears a bit of room for more weasels within the environment, we were like keen to know what impact would that have on the native species that we're actually trying to protect. And so we set up this experiment on the root burn track. So if people have been tramping across the root burn track, they might have seen a whole lot of stoat traps along the alpine zone up there. And so we used that and used animals that were being trapped already for conservation purposes to then do some sort of fancy biochemical analysis of those animals and try and figure out what they were eating. Both stoats and weasels are bad news for wildlife, right? Like, it's very clear that stoat trapping gives some really good benefits for bird species, and when we do stoat trapping, we've seen things really respond well. The native species recover. But what we saw in this quite small pilot study was that in this case, the weasels were preying more heavily on lizards and small birds than were stoats. And so if in this scenario we wanted to look after, like we've got some gorgeous alpine geckos up there on the root burn, Mokopidako geckos, if we're wanting to look after them, we likely need to control stoats and the smaller weasels as well.
Yeah, and so in the paper you guys put out, it says that the most traps trigger at a weight of 100 grams, but many weasels are under that 100 grams, but also rats, which apparently you're not so interested in catching. So what's the solution to this weasel problem?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the solution is to keep your eyes on the prize. So, you know, we're not trapping animals just for the sake of killing things up there. What we want to do is recover these species populations and reverse these declines in native species that are heading for extinction. We're wanting to turn that around. And so the answer is to keep a focus on understanding what impact we're having on the environment and ensure that we're monitoring those species to understand, is it working? Are we doing all the right things to help these species? Because it's complex up there. You know, we've got all these different like you said, you've got rats, weasels, stoats. You've got all these different environmental variables and things are changing all the time. So rather than sort of do one study and hang up your boots, you've got to understand, is what we're doing really working for those species?
But just because the rangers are having success with trapping stoats and then the weasels are taken over, they're not always getting all the stoats. In fact, some of them might even be going to islands to look for safety. Here's McCauley again.
We have a predator-free island down here in Fiordland, Chalky Island, that has had a stoat incursion. A stoat has showed up on the island.
Oh, no.
We've been throwing all things at it to try and remove it. And we had a two-week period where there were no staff on the island. And when we flew back out there in a helicopter, there was a stoat scat, so stoat poo, right on top of the bivvy that the staff stay in. So obviously coming and checking out the area when we're not there, but it remains elusive and we still haven't caught it.
Either talking about stoats or weasels, could you just explain How ruthless are these little buggers? Because I think you're in a blog post, you've kind of talked about them a little bit, but they are just like diabolical in like situations in New Zealand where there's just unlimited food for them. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I think in the blog post I called them a murderous savoy with legs. You know, they're 80 to 100 grams as a weasel. This tiny little hyper carnivore that, I mean, they're incredible animals, like an amazing piece of wildlife in its native system. But just in New Zealand where there's no natural predators for these things in these environments, and all of our beautiful native species have evolved over millennia, they've evolved all the right defences for the New Zealand ecosystem, which was largely free of terrestrial mammals. And so when this sort of mega carnivore mammal turns up, it really just cleans up and can wipe out populations in real quick time, eh?
So where are weasels normally from? Like, what's their normal habitat?
Yeah, good question. So our weasels all turned up from England and Scotland. Gamekeepers in the 1800s were paid to collect weasels and send them to New Zealand to deal with the rabbit scourge, big booming populations of rabbits that... as a sort of now the famous or infamous story, they ignored the rabbits largely and set to on all the native birds.
I was thinking we've been bagging on the weasel so far, but I was wondering, do you have any admiration for the little savoys?
What do you like
about your enemy?
Oh, look, nobody gets into a conservation and, no one gets into a job in conservation, a career, because you like killing things. Like, these are marvellous little animals. They're incredible, you know. The resting heartbeat of up to 350 beats per minute. They sort of go on, you see one running around and it looks like a video on fast forward play. Like, they're an amazing animal. It's just the tragedy that they can't really coexist with our native species.
That was Department of Conservation Ranger Jamie McCulley.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.